sections of this tape is damaged.
Operating in South Vietnam, War Zone C, are composed primarily of draftees fresh from the States. Today, General William Westmoreland, U.S. commander in Vietnam, flew to the zone and congratulated the young GIs for one of the greatest victories of the war, as he put it. He was referring to yesterday's bloody battle in which 2,500 Viet Cong tried to overrun 450 4th Infantry troops. The GIs stood their ground, with the aid of artillery fired at point-blank range, routed the enemy. The bodies of more than 600 communists were counted, and it is estimated as many as 300 more Viet Cong were killed. American losses, 31 dead, 109 wounded. During the heat of the battle, with individual units, it was impossible to determine how overwhelming the victory would be, as we learn in this report from CBS newsman John Flynn.
A short time ago, this was a U.S. Army helicopter. And then Operation Junction City, a disappointment in its first few weeks, broke wide open. Within 2 days, the Viet Cong massed two regiments against two different American units. And despite successes like this, the Viet Cong took heavier losses. The first inkling of trouble here came on a helicopter assault into this landing zone. The Viet Cong had planted mines in it. Nobody survived this one. A day later, the Americans found out why the Viet Cong had contested the landing zone. The GIs had put two battalions right in the lap of the enemy. The 272nd Regiment, an elite unit, heavily armed and made up of both hardcore Viet Cong and North Vietnamese replacements. The 272nd lived up to its unique reputation of attacking in daylight hours, something infrequently done by the Viet Cong. They hit just at sunrise, first a mortar attack and then the charge. One company took the brunt of the attack, and one platoon in particular.
They'd push us back, we'd coil, they'd overrun us again, we'd push back, coil again, they'd overrun us till eventually we got back. They were just, by the numbers alone, they had us hopelessly outnumbered, but my people did a fine job.
Well, did your men actually get in some hand-to-hand combat, or did the VC just run right by them?
Well, both, as a matter of fact. I had one man, a VC, were sitting on him. He was wounded, and he was well forward of the lines. His element had pulled back, and he was wounded. And for some reason or other, they stopped right where at his position. And then others, the VC, were, they were on narcotics or something. They were in every which way. They were swarming all over us. They would run past us. They'd lead people past them, and we had them all around us at one time or another in each position that we chose.
Well, what were your men doing through all this?
Well, in VC, it's about the best thing I think about what they were doing. They were doing a fine job.
The 272nd did something else the Viet Cong seldom do. Behind. But a few lucky who have been taken captive, the treatment would be better. The Americans lost a lot of men, but the Viet Cong lost more. Knows is the way one American officer put it. No doubt about it, another man said. But it was a victory, too. Artillery pieces like this one here fired up to 4,000 rounds. Thousands of pounds of bombs were called in on airstrikes. As one man said, it was a heck of a way to stand reveille. John Flynn, CBS News, the 3rd Brigade, 4th Infantry.
Two U.S. officers who led the men to the big battle were awarded Silver Stars for gallantry. One of them, Lieutenant Colonel Jack Fender of Bremerton, Washington, said of his troops, "You can get to love these boys. Most of them are draftees, and they came to me in January. I don't know if there is something wrong with the draft in the United States. I do know there's nothing wrong with it out here."
May 18th, 1967, we're out looking for trouble again. Back up to the boonies, breaking a brush.
It's part of this country, nothing but all bamboo. Real thick bamboo and few tall trees.
Now we've reached the road where bowel cups had hit yesterday. For a while, we got minesweepers ahead of us. We cleared the mines. And the whole company is with us instead of just platoon is what happened to them.
So today we'll be heading for Suey now, but from there on, so
now we got a creek across ahead, but they've got to tow every vehicle across it because it's in such bad shape. see the mine back on the road there.
Down. The slower you're going, less likely you ought to take a lot of damage if you hit something.
Only two road wheels got knocked off. Nobody hurt. It was 1-6.
Well, we made it across the creek. We're heading into Sioux Dalles.
Well, we finally arrived at Sioux Dalles. Be here for a few hours and move out to who knows where. All the gunships stacked in position up there, VZ.